Let me tell you what's happening. What's happening at noon today? We're going up. All right? It's a Thursday. Special players, special teams. I just completely botched that, but you know what I'm talking about. We'll be at Oscars at noon today. Well, the station will be out there from 10 to 6 at 173rd and Center. The great folks out there that have been wonderful to this radio station. We have a great partnership. We love being out there. They happen to take a lot of my beer money, but that's okay. That's okay.
They take a lot of our wing and pizza money, also okay.
We will be out there with a round table coming up at noon to talk some spring football.
At an award-winning establishment.
Literally.
That's true.
Yep.
So the KU-Creighton game will be on the back end of a UConn-Baylor game. So UConn-Baylor is on the same day, December 4th. I imagine both those games will be a doubleheader on Big Fox.
I would.
Gus and Raftery
that.
Will be here.
Yeah.
Only time they get Kansas on Fox, that's a big deal. It's like having the Lakers on.
Yep.
When they were the Lakers.
Late night crowd on that Wednesday night.
Lubed up.
Oh, yeah.
Does Gus do college basketball before the college football season ends?
That's a good question.
That weekend will be the
conference championship games.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know if he does. I don't think he does,
actually.
Could
be a Coogler special?
Yeah, could be.
I mean, Raftery will be here. How do you not go to Creighton, Kansas? That's even if you don't like either team. That's
Creighton,
a great
Kansas
game.
Is bigger than UConn, Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
So
they can have their Magnolia.
So the portal, we're in portal combat season. It is open. So if you play in the dirt, you get dirty. That was a line that was shared with me yesterday in the NIL world.
Oh.
If you play in the dirt, you get dirty. But portal combat season is open, and
sounds so scuzzy.
Colorado, which is treating their program like NFL free agency, Dylan Edwards officially in the portal. They're starting running back, 744 all-purpose yards, and many teams have reached out to him.
Buy him 1890
on3.com said that favorites are KU, K-State, Texas A&M, and
Nebraska.
He won't go to KU.
May not go to Kansas State, even though that's the connection there, because of what they have or what they're pursuing. Now, if Dylan Edwards is available, and this goes for Nebraska as well, you go, let's check here, because he's a very talented running back.
How many combos do you want?
But here's the thing. He's gonna command a price.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, let's say, a school like Nebraska, which... they have a robust NIL, but maybe they don't tap into it as much because it starts at the top with the head coach. It can't be Matt Davidson going, hey, Dylan, this is Matt. I used to play at Nebraska. I got some money. Hey, and then he calls up Rule and goes, hey, you got a running back, Dylan Edwards. I just got him.
Yeah, I got him for you. You wanted him, right?
So it has to start at the top. So he's going to command some money, but he is good. And you know what the discussion around Nebraska's running back room is? I think that if he commands a high price, Nebraska taps out because they will look at what would this do in the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
A late addition, regardless of how good he is, what does that do in my locker room?
Which is fair.
Which I don't think Rule says out loud much. I think he starts saying that as, hey, man, the reality of the world is people have a bag and people know what each other's bag is, mm-hmm. and we got to be careful of this guy gets more, he's a priority, and this and that. We got to handle it the right way. And I'm not saying Dylan Edwards would disrupt your locker room, but I'm thinking if it's the NIL and you have to battle with people, I think Nebraska taps out.
Yeah, it's the optics of it. And that's where this time of the year in the portal being open compared to when you go back to December and that open period, it's a lot different because now you've had teams and Nebraska who's wrapping it up on Saturday. Teams that have gone through spring together feel like, for the most part, they have the roster intact, and then you get that late addition, and all of a sudden there's a price tag attached to that. That's where the coach's initial fear of how that will maybe disrupt the locker room, I think it is those types of scenarios. And Matt Rule's not, he's not foolish. And we've mentioned this a lot with Matt Rule. It's seemingly, in a perfect world for Matt Rule, he would love to get you then retain and reward.
Reward and retain.
Absolutely.
But I think Nebraska's going to get involved here. to see how far down the road they get.
Kick the tires.
Because here's the thing about the running back room. And I did have to explain somebody what Wally Pipp was yesterday. As I said, I think Emmett Johnson is Wally Pipp, the running back.
How old was the person?
32.
Oh, so it's right. I think
I know,
right
off
that.
You're gonna have to explain Wally
right
Pipp
on that cutoff there. I think.
Has there been, and maybe this is a topic that Connor Happer is the mediator or the moderator, excuse me, could they be both, of the roundtable may pose players that the narrative or general feel process have changed since the beginning of spring of what you've heard, some of you may have seen, that you were high on back in February, and it's now 2 days before the spring game, and you're like, eh. There's one guy in that running back room.
Dante Dotto?
Yeah. I mean, he was, you get him from Oregon, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, now he's going to get to play here. He's not behind some guys that are a little bit longer in the tooth than him.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to take off. And he gets here, and he doesn't know how to play all the aspects of running back. Before spring, man, that guy's a dude. That guy's a game changer.
Your lead back.
Yeah, I felt the same way. And then you realize that, oh, we got some work to do to teach you how to play running back. I can't think of another player where the general vibe, and he may end up still being running back one, but spring hasn't been that smooth
mm-hmm.
of an opinion that's changed on a player more than Dowdell from February to 2 days before the spring game. You think anybody else?
No. I think that's the top of the list right there, because if you were to take inventory with the fan base before spring started and you said, okay, list the players you're most excited to see in the spring game, obviously they would have started with Dylan Raiola. I think there's a lot of people that probably at second would have said Dante Dowdell, knowing how important that position is, and going back to our conversation of his significance, what he projected to be, that regardless of what you would hear in spring, he would be probably, well, let's put it this way, he'd be in your top five of the guys that I really want to see in spring ball. Now, when we've talked to other people that are following the team, but also when you engage with fans, they don't mention him that much just because his name hasn't been mentioned a whole heck of a lot. So I would think that one, more than anybody, the narrative has changed. And then in a positive way, I would say, and this probably what is being said about Danny Kalen doesn't surprise a lot of people like yourself who've seen him play, that know what he's about and know what he was up against last year with not having a lot of protection. But I feel like people are even more encouraged of Danny Kalen, and I think more of it was just because of how excited people were for Dylan Raiola. And that's not to say Danny Kalen's going to be the starting quarterback, but just the progress that he has made and the impression that he's given in spring, too, where I think a lot of people are excited to see him spin it a little bit on Saturday as well.
Here is John on the 42 Degree, the Source Hotline. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I was just listening here on the Husker football talk and, Portal Combat, which is funny because I'm just, like, playing all these finishing moves in my head from growing up.
Finish him. Raiden had a good one. Raiden's was really good.
There's some great ones. There's some really brutal, gruesome ones, too.
That's true.
So on this running back from Colorado, though, and I think you guys make a ton of great points, even like on rules philosophy, and, you know, they brought some guys in already. But from that guy's perspective, you know, how many of these other teams that he's thinking about going to have Colorado on the schedule for this upcoming season? So I wonder how much of a factor that could be for him to kind of be like, you know, get back at him. Because I think he was the same guy that maybe you guys played on the station, some comments from him, about Deion and the whole culture over there. So I'd be interested to see if, like, that's maybe a motivating factor for him and saying, like, you know, maybe I won't take as much money at Kansas and I'll come to Nebraska, but I can get some revenge. So just a thought.
Oh, John, thanks for the phone call.
It's a good question. And I could see that working in different ways. I could see that, you know, I want to avoid that whole circus of what it would be of me playing my old team. I hope one game on the schedule, though, wouldn't ultimately dictate where you go. I think that is an interesting, if you feel some schools are even when it comes to your overall interest and the overall fit, and there needs to be something that pushes you over the edge, I could see that working both ways. I could see the, and I get a chance to show up against Colorado and my old guys, or, yeah, I don't want to deal with that. I don't know Dylan Edwards well enough to say, oh, yeah, he's got a lot of piss and vinegar. He'd want to stick it to his old team as opposed to, yeah, I just would rather avoid that circus of what we know that will always be, especially if you've got one of your more impressive running backs from that recruiting class a year ago, and now they get Colorado in Lincoln. That would be a major, major storyline on top of the many storylines that I think we all anticipate for that Saturday, hopefully Saturday night game.
Whether Emmett Johnson continues to be RB1 and he's going to play, they need to find a way to move Dowdell along, because their investment in him, and I'm not talking NIL, and you, because they don't have many scholarship running backs. They have 5 scholarship running backs, and 2 of them can't stay healthy, mm-hmm. and the other is a redshirt freshman that I don't know what's going to happen with Ives. They also, last check, I just looked up Brian Munson's list. I don't think Nebraska has any running backs visiting this weekend. They need Dowdell to pop big time. So with that said, I mean, you are, you know, the guy that started, what did he start, 5-6 games last year at Colorado? Mm-hmm. That, what do you do?
Yeah. I think it wasn't the entire season, but yeah. We saw him, especially early on in the TCU game. Had some really good moments in that one too, right out of the gate. So, yeah, he's got enough. He's got enough experience. He's got enough film that you can look at and say, okay, there's a guy that addressing needs, a guy that can obviously elevate your running back room. I don't think there's any hesitation in thinking that whatsoever.
So they need bodies. They need talented people, but they don't want to disrupt that room. But you are on the upper end. You know, Romero will be finally done after 6 years. You know, Gabe Irvin. I don't know what's going to happen there. But I'm glad that they're a player. I'm glad they reached out. Now we'll see how far it gets. Because Nebraska's not unfamiliar to him. But you remember, he also committed to Notre Dame. And then how he ended up at Colorado, Deion Sanders, he played for Prime as a youth football player in the Dallas area. And so they had a little bit of a connection still. And then he flipped to Colorado. That was kind of at the last moment. Wasn't K-State, Jimmy, deep into Dylan Edwards because of the legacy?
Yes.
And then he committed to Notre Dame.
And
then Kansas State was going to get back involved. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, Deion gets him to come to Colorado Deion shows up.
Their NIL at K-State isn't as robust, but they can make it available if need be for an Avery. But I just don't see them being able to match whatever Dylan's going to commit. So if you have, but he, like you said, some people and rules and example might be like, well, I don't want this being divisive in the locker room, so it's like, what do you do? But he's a dude.
By the way, if you're playing fantasy spring game football, which I am, Maurice Mazzucca is a guy I'm going to select out of the running back room because he may play on both teams and may play 4 quarters.
Oh, some big points there. You're going to earn a lot of fantasy points there.
So there is your Jay Clemens fantasy spring game football tip. Brian Edwards has got tips. He's coming up here in just a moment. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.